hey, since our president is openly operating in a different reality, we think it's important that Americans know what's happening in his alternate universe. Luckily, we have a staffer who lives in that world, and many of you know him. So now on the phone once again is Planet Bush correspondent Lawton Smalls. Good morning, Lawton.
Good morning, Mark. God got your personal retirement account, and he's going to privatize your soul.
Okay, very good.
Put it on the market.
Yes, sir. Okay. Today,
go red.
All right. Today we're going to talk about President Bush's Social Security fear-mongering.
Oh, Mark.
Fear-mongering.
Social Security is a looming crisis.
Come on.
Do you hear what I'm saying to you? It's looming, Mark. Looming. That's practically Chinese. Looming dynasty.
All right. Listen.
I'm afraid.
All right.
You should be too.
No. It's a looming scam is what it is, Lawton. It's a Republican three-card Monte scheme to cut benefits and transfer protected Social Security money to the private sector. I mean, Social Security is the most successful government program in our nation's history, and yet it's the one program that the Bush bunch wants to destroy. What is that?
You know, success can be a trap, Mark, don't you think? I mean, look at Elvis. Now, in his latter days, Elvis, the king was just like Social Security, bloated, sweaty, impervious to change or criticism, trapped in unflattering polyester jumpsuits.
Well, maybe
you would think like Moody Blues.
You know
no one
you
liked
what?
That song.
Well, maybe that was the colonel's fault. What do you think of that?
Well, you know, you liberals are always blaming the military.
No.
But here's what I'm saying. If we don't stop feeding Social Security fried peanut butter and banana sandwiches, it's going to die on the toilet.
Wait a minute.
Elvis paid no attention to his looming crisis. Let's not make the same mistake with our future.
Well, look at me. I think this whole thing is just another way for Bush to rip off working-class Americans, and in this case, Lawton, my friend, senior citizens, ripping off the senior citizens.
Hang on, Mark.
What?
These days, seniors have it so good, they don't need government benefits anymore. Incredible discounts on food, entertainment, and transportation just for being old. Why, in this day and age, if an infirm elderly woman with cataracts and osteoporosis wants to take a bus across town to catch the afternoon matinee of Coach Carter, well, who's stopping her? Then if she wants an inexpensive supper, well, from what I understand, there are some very tasty brands of cat food.
Oh, that's awful. That's awful.
Fantastic. And then... Well, she can do twosies in her diaper, which you have to instead. It's just, you know, she's on Easy Street. Why does a gal like that need Social Security?
First of all,
she does it.
Disgusting.
Out of time.
Disgusting. To justify Bush's Social Security con, is that what you keep telling yourself? You're just going to justify it? It's disgusting. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
That's what I keep telling my mama Gladys. She was counting on her Enron retirement plan for her golden years, and look what happened.
Your mama Enron?
I invested the rest of her life savings in the stock market. She lost it all.
Oh.
I'm a fool.
Oh.
She raised a fool. I can't tell my poor mama. I've been making up the difference out of my own pocket. So Social Security can be privatized. I have nothing for my own retirement.
Oh.
I won't be able to see Coach Carter.
See?
I want to see that.
All right.
I love Sam Jackson.
So, okay, so,
great.
All right, so now,
all those kids just want to play basketball.
So now you can see how...
That's all.
So you can see how Bush's Social Security proposal is screwed up, right? Well, and you can see how it's screwed up now, right? You have some clarity, right? Some clarity. You all right?
Looming crisis.
Oh, come
that
on.
Is. Hovering over it. 500 feet
every
tall
time.
With sharp teeth.
Every
daggers
time.
For teeth. Oh. Looming.
Okay, all right.
Looming dynasty.
Okay, thank you, Lawton.
God loves you. Yeah. Deal with it. Looming crisis.
Okay, all right. Get off the phone. All right, enough. All right, goodbye. Unbelievable.
Wow.
Always the same with that guy. Sucks me in with the emotion. Bam. Get hit right in the head.